For the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
I have started for a city on the bright eternal shore, where the saints of God shall gather and live on forevermore. It's a land of love and pure delight where my possessions lie, and I'm bound for the land of Canaan when I die. Oh yes, I'm bound
for the land of Canaan,
the land of Canaan.
Yes, I am.
By the love and the grace of God, surely I'm gaining
ground.
Some happy day, with all the ransom, I'll stand and sing his praises over in Canaan's happy land. My back on Egypt with its bondage and despair, and by grace the land of Canaan, I'm determined to be there. Not a thing can ever harm me, I am happy all the day, and I am bound to the land of Canaan, some sweet day. Oh yes, I'm bound
to the land of Canaan,
to the land of Canaan.
Yes, I am.
By the love and the grace of God, surely I'm gaining
ground.
I'll stand and sing his praise over in Canaan's happy land. Oh, the land of rest eternal, where the living waters flow. Portals as I know. Some sweet morning I'll be singing glory, glory to the Lamb. And I'm bound to the land of Canaan. Yes, I am. Oh, yes, I'm bound
for the land of Canaan.
For the land of Canaan.
Yes, I am.
By the love and the grace of God, surely I'm gaining.
I'm gaining ground.
Some happy day.
Some happy day
with all the ransom. I'll stand and sing his praises over in Canaan's happy land.
Whenever I teach on the subject of assurance of salvation, I know I am touching people's hearts. There are many who are doubting, who are floundering in their belief system. Oh yes, many have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, but deep down in their hearts, they are wondering,
whether they really belong to God. It seems as if there is a veil over their eyes. They read scriptures, they understand scriptures, and they look at it, and they know that the word of God is true, but they can't seem to understand from within their heart that they truly belong to God. The revelation hasn't come yet. I want to encourage those of you who have problems with the assurance of salvation. The Bible teaches us that if we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. But I want to encourage you not to give up until you know that you belong to God. For the Bible teaches us in Hebrews chapter 4, that there is a rest for the people of God, and once you enter into that rest, then you have ceased from your own works. In other words, it tells us that we then are resting assured. This is what Scripture is talking about. And the Bible teaches us that once we have laid that foundation, once we are on that foundation, then we are the children of the living God and we are seated in heavenly places. But what happens to the child of God once he is on the foundation? What is his responsibility? And today I'll teach on this subject, but before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the Word of God, and I pray for those today who have doubts and unbelief. Lord Jesus, many are crying within their heart. They want to know you with a settled assurance, but Lord, somehow they have not managed to attain that prize and that goal. Lord, I pray that you will open their hearts to the sound of your voice, that you love them, and that you will never forsake them if they reach out to you. Lord God, I pray that you will reveal yourself to them that search. I ask that you will bless each and every one today in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible teaches us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that there is no other foundation except the foundation which is Jesus Christ. The Word of God teaches us very clear that there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved except for the name Jesus. And Jesus is the foundation that every person on this planet has to build upon. If you are not on that foundation, regardless how you build, it will simply come crumbling down, foundation and everything. And the Bible teaches us very clearly, as we get closer to the end, every foundation will be shaken, and many are crumbling today. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, it tells us, "For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, or wood, hay, or stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." So we can see very clearly here that a person's foundation has to be Jesus. Once you are on that foundation, regardless whether your works will burn off or whether they will stand, it tells us we shall be saved because our works have absolutely no effect on our salvation. Our salvation is secured by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Regardless how we operate, Once we're on the foundation, it does not matter. It doesn't have any effect on our salvation. It tells us we shall be saved. For it tells us in verse 15, if a man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So it's no use arguing over the situation. The word of God is very clear. Even if you don't live for Christ, after you have become born again, you will be saved. That argument is settled right here. But what about building upon the foundation of God? The Word of God has given us a very clear command to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And we have to operate according to how Scripture tells us how to operate. We need to pray for the sick. We need to cast out devils. We need to raise the dead. This is the formula that the Bible teaches us. And if we somehow will make excuses or somehow interpret Scripture in some other way, then we shall suffer loss. This is what the Word of God teaches. It tells us if we build upon that foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, that means with the power of the Holy Ghost, in love, gentleness, and kindness, then we shall receive a reward. But if we try to explain the power of the Holy Spirit away and make excuses and start saying the Lord's will be done, no, the Bible teaches us that God has given us this world to subdue till the enemies are put under the footstool of God. This is our job. God has given it to us. Scripture clearly teaches us that. If we neglect that, then our works will be burned and we will suffer loss. But if we step out in the power of the Holy Ghost, like the apostles did, they operated through the incredible power of the Holy Spirit and brought the whole world to its knees. The Bible teaches us that they went out and turned the whole world upside down. You can very clearly read that in Scripture. The apostles and the disciples of Christ used gold, silver, and precious stones to build upon that foundation. The question is, what material are we using today? Are we doing it in our own strength? Is it our own strength that we rely on to finance the gospel? Or do we rely on the power of the Holy Ghost? Do we have faith that God will bring it about? Yes, the judgment seat of Christ is just around the corner, and the Lord knows how we deal with this awesome treasure that He has given us. What is that treasure? The Bible teaches us that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We have the treasure of eternal life, which we are supposed to be giving to the rest of the unsaved world. Are we building with gold, silver, and precious stones? Yes, the judgment seat of Christ will very soon determine that. And I have a strange feeling many of us will be ashamed at the time of judgment. We need to understand that God is serious when He tells us many shall suffer loss because they build with wood, hay, and stubble. As we get closer to the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ, things are happening very fast. We need to pay attention. We need to live a holy life for our Lord Jesus Christ, because our very lifestyles affect our witness for God. In verse 16 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it tells us, "Know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." I want to explain this, these scriptures here. If you're not living for the Lord God today and you've tuned into this program, you need to listen up. If you are living a careless life and you're not taking care of the Lord's temple, you are turning people away from the kingdom. You are not bringing them to the kingdom. And the Lord will judge you for that. This is very serious. And it tells us here, if you don't take care of your temple, if you defile your temple by promiscuous living, then the Lord will destroy you. For it tells us very clearly, he that defiles the temple of God, him shall God destroy. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, it tells us, "Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? You are not your own. You don't belong to yourself. Your body doesn't really belong to you now. It belongs to God. It is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Once you're born again by the Spirit of God, then God lives in your body. And if you defile that body, the Lord will destroy you." In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it tells us in verse 30, "For this cause many are weak and sickly amongst you, and many sleep." That means many have prematurely died because they do not take care of the temple of God. When one studies what is the cause of death all around the world amongst people who have enough to eat, it's promiscuous lifestyle, sexual immorality, which brings on a lot of diseases, and that has crept into the churches. There's gluttony, there's drunkenness, there's drug abuse. Yes, these things are killing the temple of God today when it comes into the church, when it is found amongst the body of Christ. Another thing that brings a lot of sickness and diseases to the people of this world today is the food industry, the way they prepare foods. A lot of chemicals, a lot of things that are unhealthy to the human body, I believe, are put there, designed by Satan to destroy the human race. And we, the children of God, need to be aware of that. The Bible teaches us that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. If you don't pay attention to what you consume, then you will have to pay the price, because your body will self-destruct. This is the warning found in the Word of God. If you do not take care of your temple, then the Lord will allow it to be destroyed. In many cases, a lot of us do not know what is going on in the food industry, but we need to educate ourselves, because I firmly believe that Satan is out there designing these things to destroy people. We are nearing the end, and the devil will use whatever he has available to destroy the creation of God. I find this very interesting that the Holy Spirit would lead me into a teaching like this, but I believe it is important for a child of God to hear the voice of God even in the food he eats today, because destruction is on every side. But most of all, make sure that we belong to Jesus. Make sure that we are on this foundation, because once we are in Christ, regardless what happens, at least we're going to be in heaven throughout eternity, rejoicing with God. So open your heart to the truth of this message. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Get to hear the voice of God. Yes, there are dangers on every side, and it is very important for the child of God to hear the voice of his master, because Satan is about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We could be ever so innocent of some things, but if Satan can get a foothold in there and destroy you, he will do it. Yes, we are living in very dangerous times, but at the same time, if somebody lives with Christ, has a relationship with him, then they can be very, very exciting and healthy and joyful. The Lord will open your heart to these truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Said, Father, if it be your will, as the sweat turned into blood. All at once his heart stood still, overcome by love. With 10,000 reasons why it didn't have to be, from the garden where he prayed, straight to Pilate's hall, where his perfect innocence took the blame for all. Hanging on that rugged cross, though he spoke not a word, in heaven, all I'm
I want to read to you a letter that I received from a believer that found the Lord and almost rejected the way of salvation as a different belief. And I believe this is the problem with many religious people. They are told that this different belief is not the real thing and they need to stay away from it. It tells us here, dear friend, dear David and friends at Reaching Out Ministries, I've been listening to your messages for a little while, and I feel so blessed that God has granted me this privilege. They are indeed meat for a hungry and thirsty soul. Blessed are they who do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. I am a new believer in the faith. After searching for years and having almost rejected Christ's teaching as a different belief, as so many religious people do, praise be to God, He give me a mighty shove in the right direction. I just want to say how thankful I am that you answered the call. When I read this letter, it touched my heart. Because this is the reason why I am preaching this message over the airwaves. There are many people like this dear sister who are being taught that the ways of salvation that is being preached through Jesus is a strange and different belief. Many religious people are being warned to keep away from preaching like this, because in our language it is called an Oberglauben, a belief that is not true. So we need to keep on preaching the Word of God, regardless what the cost, because the religious leaders of many religious organizations are standing at the gateway of heaven, not going in and not allowing people to enter therein. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 13, it tells us, "But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow these who are entering to go in." This is a very sad situation with religious people and religious organizations. They are teaching against the Word of God. They are taking their forefathers' belief systems instead of the Word of God. And someday the judgment of God will reveal the truth, but alas, too late for many. For many will follow the Pharisaical ways of rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to warn religious leaders today, preachers, those who feel so in debt to their religion, receive the Word of God. Give the Word of God a chance, regardless what your forefathers taught you. It is the Word of God that has been preserved for us throughout the centuries. What does this Word of God teach about salvation? It teaches this. It's not by works of righteousness that we are doing, but it's through the precious blood of Jesus that we are being saved by the washing and regeneration of the Holy Ghost. Not by our efforts, not by our good works, not by keeping our laws. It is none of those things. It is the blood of Jesus that will bring us and make us worthy for the kingdom of God. So seek it out yourself. We do not have much time left. Satan is out to destroy you. And if he can use your forefathers as a way of doing it, he will. So the Word of God is true. Read it and believe it, and the Lord will open your heart to that awesome message of salvation. Yes, the Lord will open your heart to this truth and make you a blessing. Amen.
We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.